Again, we'll wrap up the veteran form of the off-season program with these workouts here in the next 3 days. We're going to throw a lot at them. It's a much different kind of a schedule than it would be in the normal two-a-days. We'll install, and then we'll jog through. We'll install again and then practice. So, in other words, they're getting 2 days of installations, and we're trying to get as much information to them as we possibly can, and we'll go through our corrections in the evening. We have our NFL security meeting tonight, so we take care of some of those obligations just as well. So it'll be an interesting 3 days. We'll hopefully any number of guys can participate. We've had some guys, as you know, that have not been able to go in some of the OTAs. I hope to be able to get some more of them back out there. But they got to get, you know, we've had 4 days off, so we got to get in gear again with what we've been doing here. Practices won't be any different to the naked eye. We're very, very cautious in terms of no one's going to be out of control, and we'll take good care of each other in terms of how we use our hands and our feet. No shoulders, no helmets, nothing in the nature of trying to have any kind of shoulder exposure whatsoever. So it'll be a good couple of days, and we'll wrap up the veteran camp.
Are you hopeful to get some questions answered, Tom?
I don't know. We're going to get some things. We're going to get some people lined up. I can tell you that the questions answered part of it, we have formulated some opinions, but it'll take training camp and some preseason games before we start to be able to do some further thoughts with some of the young kids.
Are there any concerns at tight end position since it's been such a productive spot for you the last couple of
years? Well, we do have some athletes there and some guys we hope are going to be able to really come through for us. I think Beckham will be back at some point in time. But, you know, we have a lot of young guys that have a tremendous amount of learning to do. And, you know, some days it looks good and other days not so good. So this is something that's very important, very much needed. And so we continue with this process. He says he's going to try to go. I would say he's probably 50-50 on what he can participate in, and we'll try to keep him a little bit under control so he doesn't get into that sore mode where he can't do anything.
You said you expect Beckham back at some point in time. Are they telling you it's reasonable that, you know, whether it's the beginning of the season or?
Oh, it's reasonable. He's done very well. But, I mean, again, I'm not a doctor. He's not even run yet, so maybe I'm being a little too optimistic here.
Is A.J. Robinson back?
He's back, and he's ready to practice, and he has a lot of meeting time to make up, so we're trying to do that as well.
Tom, did you have time to meet with David, and how do you...
I did speak with David. Yes, I have. David is very remorseful. He's a very proud young man, as you know. He's very sorry for what happened. He's been an exemplary citizen for this organization. I think that he understands it completely, and as I said, he recognizes, and he's going to be a very, very good spokesperson for trying to help young people understand that his mistake could be avoided in whatever way possible. So David will take care of that part of it. He's a guy who we've always been able to count on, and he'll learn from his error.
He's here and will participate.
Yes.
Tom, did Marcus Kuhn clear up his...
No, that's still... I hate to see this in the hands of the red tape, but that's where we are.
Couldn't get that solved at the White House?
You know what? Blackman said that to me this morning, and Chase said it to me this morning, and I laughed about it, but I don't think the president would have corrected that on the spot. You guys can't get that done with all the pull you have?
Tom, with all the defensive tackles you seem to have other than obviously Kuhn, what was the reason to bring back Rocky Bernard?
Good football player that helps us in a lot of different ways. Solid, solid guy. Great in the classroom. Great with his teammates. You know, one of the first guys that I saw come off that sideline when we won the Super Bowl was Rocky Bernard, and he's a good, solid football player. We know exactly what we can get out of him. He's in excellent shape. His weight is outstanding, so you can't have enough of quality football players.
Does bringing him back have anything to do with Sean Rogers?
No. We were those that extension was out there long before.
Does Sean do anything during this game?
Excuse me? It doesn't look like it now.
a message to Tom, to your team, as this is the last time you get together before the summer?
Well, we'll talk about that as we go along here. The message right now is improvement. Improve on a daily basis, recognize the mission, understand how important this little phase is right here, and then we'll have a solid message for them, because I do feel it's a much different 5 weeks between now and when we go to camp than maybe perhaps we've had in other times because of the shortness of the current off-season program. There's some work that has to be accomplished in the off-season, and we certainly don't want to go through these hamstrings that we've had here when we started this off-season program.
Tom Ballard has said he expects to be back here and for 13. How much worse was his rehab than what was expected that he had to
be? It wasn't any worse than what was expected. The knowledge of exactly what he had was up front from the time the surgery was done. So that's where that is.